Hello, this is Verla Forte of your Outside Mindset Show, where I shine a light on aging adults who may have a chronic illness and who are taking back their outside mindsets by looking or going outside to spend time close to trees, shrubs, and plants. I started this podcast for three reasons. One, I want to help people to recognize that going outside is not just a nice thing to do, but it can save your life. Two, I want to give you practical tips to live longer, stress less, and control your chronic illness if you have one. And three, I want to give you easy ways to protect your treasured green spaces. So please check out my book and workbook, Take Back Your Outside Mindset, and visit my website, treesmendus.com, for free tips and resources. Today, it is my pleasure to introduce to you Anna Cooper Reed. Anna is a PhD student at the Institute of Health Policy, Management, and Evaluation at the University of Toronto. She holds a master's in social work and has practiced social work in the community, long-term care, and hospital settings, working mainly with older adults. Currently, Anna is a research associate at the Brière Institute in Ottawa, where she's co-leading research exploring COVID-19 vaccine education in long-term care. Anna Cooper Reed is the co-founder and past president of the Emerging Leaders for Environmental Sustainability in Healthcare. Anna co-led the launch of the PARX, Canada's first evidence-based nature prescription program. She did this in Manitoba. And she continues to be an advocate for planetary health. Welcome, Anna Cooper Reed.
Hey, Verla, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. Thank you for joining us. Would you please tell us a little more about you and what got you interested in nature and health initiatives?
For sure. So like you said, I am a social worker, and primarily I've worked in long-term care and hospital, usually with older adults. It was actually working in long-term care where, you know, I felt that there were some issues within the system. I think we all know that now, since COVID has exacerbated a lot of those issues, but it's a difficult system to work in. So I wanted to go back to school to understand more about health policy and system change. So that's what led me to do a PhD in health services research. And it was at the University of Toronto, studying at the Institute of Health Policy, Management, and Evaluation, that I became really interested in the intersection of health and climate change and, you know, low carbon healthcare. Great. And so I met profs there who were interested in it. And then it sort of snowballed from there. And I co-founded the student group. And now, as much as I can, I stick my hands in anything that has to do with health and climate change.
Great. Great. That's where I went, did my master's too. And there was no discussion of climate change decades ago. So good for you. Good for you. Now, what about, would you please talk to us about the, is it called PARX? Have I got it right?
Yep, PARX.
That program.
For sure. I'd love to. Love talking about PARX. So PARX is actually Canada's first evidence-based nature prescription program. It started out in BC, and it was developed, and our director now is Dr. Melissa Lem. So she's a family physician out in BC. So she started this program with the BC Parks Foundation. So it actually launched in BC first, subsequently in Ontario, then Saskatchewan, and most recently this past fall in Manitoba. So nature prescriptions essentially are a licensed healthcare provider. So that's someone who, that's like your allied health. So nursing, mm-hmm. social work, OT, PT, and of course, physicians, nurse practitioners as well, even pharmacists. Those are all licensed healthcare providers. So those folks are able to prescribe you time in nature.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. I mean, it doesn't seem that complicated, but it's, and I think that's what's so special about it, but it's something I think we could all benefit from.
Yeah. And are there a lot of prescribers that have signed up?
Yeah. So far, at last count, I was actually talking to Dr. Lem about this, that when we launched in Manitoba this past fall, so that would be like October 2021, we had about 1,000 prescribers between the provinces where it had already launched. And so that's an interdisciplinary bunch of prescribers, right? So there would be physicians, but likely a lot of those are nurses. And then actually in Manitoba was our first province to be endorsed by the most interdisciplinary group.
Great.
Yeah. And that was cool for me because, as a social worker, I wanted our launch to be interdisciplinary, mm-hmm. Because I think that there's lots of reasons and that other clinicians, like not just a physician, might have this conversation with a patient and it might be beneficial to their practice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you explain, how did you get to Manitoba now?
Yeah. Oh, good question. Yeah. So, and this actually like has a lot to do with my personal journey into nature prescribing and why it's so important to me. So, like I said, I was doing my PhD out in Toronto. And when COVID hit, like many other folks, students, professionals alike, you know, we had to take a lot of our work virtually. So nothing was being done in person. So, you know, you were studying virtually, you're doing research virtually, and it was very isolating. And mm-hmm. I'm sure, you know, so many people throughout COVID have felt this extreme isolation. And it's really hard. Like, humans are social beings. And I'm incredibly social. And I really struggle to work alone, at home, in front of a computer all day. Mm-hmm. And so it was becoming really difficult for me. And because things were virtual, though, I felt like I had an opportunity to move back to my roots in Manitoba. And I'm really fortunate, but my folks, like my parents, we have a family cottage in the Whiteshell, which is a provincial park out here.
Perfect.
And I thought it would be a good opportunity for me to spend some time in nature, you know, reconnect with my family when it's like, it's been a little safer to do so. And in the process, I reached out to Dr. Lem and I was like, man, I don't know what I would have done without nature this summer. I was going through a really tough time. And, you know, I said to her, I think the healthcare community in Manitoba would really welcome a program like PARX. And I'd love to support the launch here.
Wow. Good
yeah.
for you.
Yeah,
I'm saying from Pine Falls, Manitoba.
Yeah, I know. You're in Manitoba too.
Yeah, that's so. But not everybody's this lucky, but still, it's a great, great model.
Yeah.
Yeah. And isn't that exciting that there's all kinds of, you know, different clinicians involved in it? And I understand.
Totally.
When you sign on.
Yep.
Then you get a unique prescriber.
Yes. Yeah. So once it launches in a province, then that's when clinicians in that province, or sorry, I should always say like licensed healthcare providers, they have the opportunity to get their unique prescriber code. And you're also given a prescription pad.
I love that.
Yeah. And I can talk a bit about that and why mm-hmm. that's important. But I think what's cool too about the prescription pad is it will show that it's like the Manitoba prescription pad. So a licensed healthcare provider here who's prescribing nature, they wouldn't have the same prescription pad as they would in BC. So we make it really unique to that province. But why the prescription pad is important is for a few reasons. A, it helps, like it's compatible with EMR, so electronic medical records. So we wanted to make sure that, you know, someone who's prescribing nature, they're able to put it into their patient's chart. The electronic medical records, really important. You know, we want holistic care. If you're doing mm-hmm. something different, you want the team to know.
Great.
And the other reason that prescriptions are important is research shows that a patient is actually more likely to do something if they have a prescription. So a conversation, for example, is important, and maybe with some patients it might work, but they're more likely to follow through if they're actually being prescribed something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that prescription pad became so important to the program. Because I think one thing we heard as we've been having conversations with clinicians is it's not like necessarily new to some people. Like they've sort of been quasi prescribing nature in a different way. But I think what's unique and cool about this program is Melissa or Dr. Lem has done a lot of work to make sure it's evidence-based. So everything is backed up by research. And that's, you know, where these prescription pads came in. So what we know from health services research that it's important for that follow through on the patient's end.
Mm-hmm. And you can do research if you have a prescriber code, you can see the uptick or the uptake.
Yeah, like I think eventually it will be really helpful when we want to start, you know, any sort of evaluation. You need something, mm-hmm. some metric to figure out what's happening. And I mean, as a health services researcher, that's actually kind of one of the things I'm really excited about is,
mm-hmm.
you know, eventually we'll be able to hopefully evaluate this program. And it's easier to do so when it's like a program like this.
Yeah. And how fantastic if you're, when the doctor's writing out a prescription, then they're having mm-hmm. a conversation about green space with their patient and what they need. And
totally. Why. And I think that's something important. So I'm not saying when I say that the prescription itself is important, I'm not saying that the conversation isn't important as well. One thing that's like a tenant of this program is that the prescriber and the patient actually need to have that conversation because time in nature is different for everyone. So it's really important to us that our prescribers are having conversations with their patients to make sure that what the prescription is and what they discuss is patient-centered. So it's how the patient has felt they've reconnected with nature or what's the most meaningful time in nature to them. And for me, that would probably be a hike or a walk with my dog in a forest. But for someone else, it actually might just be sitting on a park bench, and that's okay.
Hmm. So the prescription would look like what? Like,
So that's a good question. There's actually, again, backed up by research because we're evidence-based here. So the time is important though. So the time we suggest 2 hours a week at like 20-minute intervals, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But what those 20-minute intervals look like is up to the patient. So that's why I'm saying if for me, it's a hike, that's fine. But for you, perhaps, you know, like perhaps it's sitting under a tree.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. And I think for some patients, it might take some time to figure out what that meaningful connection looks like. And for others, it might be, nope, I know for sure, like, I love getting out there and I need to be moving as well when I'm in nature. And that's great. And I know that about myself. But, you know, I think it's important that for some people, it just might not be that.
Right.
And sitting and being comfortable, not moving, is also important for some people. And right. It might give them a better connection to nature.
Right. And I've heard Dr. Melissa Lim say, like, on in terms of location, could you talk a little bit about?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think this is a good question. And it gets asked a lot. And it's important because, like, it sort of brings up this equity issue. Having access to provincial parks, for example, is a privilege. And sometimes you have to pay to get into provincial parks or you have to drive. And not everyone is able to do that. And so location should be a big part of the conversation. And as this rolls out across Canada, I think it's something important for us to think about. But often there is still green space, even in downtown areas, not all the time. And I'll get to that, but, you know, if there is a green space, or for example, in Winnipeg, we have rivers that run through downtown. So I remember talking to someone as we were launching and they had suggested, well, it might be nice for some people who are working downtown to even go out for a 20-minute break and just sit by the river. Mm-hmm. And totally, that's true. That's absolutely a way to connect to nature. But in other circumstances, you know, for me, I think about folks in long-term care and someone with mobility issues and difficulties getting outside. And it's harder to see people like that getting to a provincial park, for example. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we've talked about is that, you know, it's sometimes it could be just even looking out the window, or perhaps you can actually have like nature scenes on a YouTube channel, and with it comes like nature sounds.
Right.
And
yep, absolutely.
It's while I don't know that that would work for me, we actually have discussed that it might work for some people. And if it's the closest they can get to it, then, you know, I think it's something to consider. Again, I think it's a conversation with the patient and what would benefit them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's ways to be creative here. And so sometimes it might be the sounds. So you might just want to stick your earphones in and listen to nature sounds. Mm-hmm. So I think there's different ways to do it.
Right. And just noticing little pockets of nearby green space, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't have to be very big, right? Or
no.
And just something can get you out on a balcony and look through the branches of a tree would be wonderful.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's neat. We're lucky here because in our long-term care, we have a big village green right in the middle of town with a paved path, which is just fantastic. But, and we have, you know, nearby bush, we call it, but, you know, the boreal forest. So it's great.
Yeah.
We're lucky.
I know there's obviously places across Canada where you're surrounded by it, and that's amazing. But, you know, in highly like urban, dense places, you know, when I think about living in Toronto, it was actually hard for me to find green space depending on where I lived. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're listened to in 32 countries. So it's different everywhere. Mm-hmm. And some cities are very green and others are not. But yeah, very, very interesting. So that's what a prescription would look like. And that's exciting. So it's something that's simple and fun and would work.
Yeah.
So how does this, or does this actually fit with your, with the climate change idea?
Yeah. So I think that's really important, and I'm glad you bring it up. You know, we're in the middle of a climate crisis. And I think, well, first of all, we've got a climate crisis. We've got COVID-19. So with respect to COVID-19, the safest place to be is outside. But with respect to the climate crisis, I know folks in Canada have seen this firsthand, everything that's gone on in BC most recently with the flooding and the extreme weather. Mm-hmm. And over the summer, we experienced tons of wildfires. Yes. In the West. So it's here, it's happening, and it's scary. But I think I don't think nature prescribing is here to fix the climate crisis, but what it does is it helps to connect people back to nature. And again, I know I keep saying research, but it's important. And research shows that folks who are more connected to nature are more likely to protect it. Mm-hmm. And that's, we actually have that as part of our program. It's on our website. So it's something that I stand behind, and I do believe in it. So I just, mm-hmm. Now more than ever, I just think it's so important that we take time to connect to nature, thank the planet for being so wonderful, and hopefully it's also going to make you feel good. And what we can see from studies that have looked at this and what it does to humans, mental health, well-being, it helps. Mm-hmm. So why not get out there and reconnect? And maybe you'll build a bond with nature, and you'll be marching on the streets to protect it in a year or two, but hopefully now.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, when you spend more time out there, you can just see it in people. They start to think of it as theirs, and they want to protect it. And they're, what I like and what I tell my kids is that, you know, don't go outside to get cheerful about it, so that it doesn't, you don't get angry and upset and you're ineffective. Like, go outside so that you can lift your spirits, and then you can do something cheerfully for the environment. So I love that your program is making that connection, and I just think it is there. So wonderful. So what are you most excited about for the future?
So honestly, it's been a blast being a part of the PARX team or family. And you know, when I got to support the launch in Manitoba, it gave me the opportunity to meet a lot of healthcare providers, and I'm sure folks in other provinces who have helped with the launch felt the same way. And the reception has been so incredible. So when I talk, it's been amazing. So when I talk to healthcare providers about it, most often they're so excited to bring it back to their patients and their practice. And I think that, you know, it won't help in all cases. But I think it's starting an important conversation about more holistic healthcare, for example. And, you know, this isn't meant to replace anything. It's meant to, you know, supplement the care we already provide to patients. Mm-hmm. But I think that's important. I'd love to see care be more holistic, and I think this is a step in that direction. So I'm excited to hopefully see it launch in other provinces, and I know that's happening.
Is it? Oh, good.
Well, like I've heard rumblings, and I'm going to support it. So if there are some other provinces and territories that we haven't hit yet, and I'd love to support it. So hopefully we'll see that happening, especially in the new year. Mm-hmm. I'm excited as a trainee, right? Like I am a practicing social worker, but I'm still a trainee because I'm a PhD student. And there's been a lot of interest amongst trainees, med students, for example, in this and bringing it into our curricula.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pumped about that. So I think the more we talk to people, the more we're going to see that and hopefully push for that. And when you get students and trainees excited about something, you know, we're huge advocates. Like this is our time to be an advocate. So I love that. So I'm excited about that. And I'm excited just because I think that as this grows, we'll be able to start our own evidence base here in Canada and learn more about it. And I think I'm excited about how it can supplement healthcare and learn more about how it can support our systems to be more holistic in the care we provide. And so I think more and more, like when we have more conversations about it, we learn more about it and how it's benefiting patients and hopefully, fingers crossed, the planet. I just want to learn what those outcomes are. And so it's just like, it feels so special to be a part of something new. And so, you know, something that we just so badly needed at this time. And I can't wait to see and grow with the program.
Oh, that's so wonderful. And it'll be so uplifting for patients and nurses and social workers. I mean, it's just a wonderful thing to focus on.
I think part of the conversations we've been having too is that not only can it benefit patients, but it can benefit prescribers and clinicians as well. You know, because when they learn about it, sometimes I find that they ask questions because they're like, oh, I should do this for myself too.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they're so under so much pressure.
So much pressure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well, we're excited to hear. So if there's one thing that a person who's listening could do today about all this information, what would that be, Anna?
Yeah, so I actually, there's no reason why a patient can't talk to their own family physician or whomever you work with. Like it could be any type of allied health clinician, but your licensed healthcare provider, you're welcome to talk to them about nature prescribing and PARX.
Oh, good. Because sometimes it's hard to bring up, you know, you're not sure if they know and they might not.
Yeah. And that could be the case. The cool thing about PARX and our program, so the website, first of all, is very user-friendly. I don't find myself to be super tech savvy. So I was elated when the website was so perfect. The layout is great. And there is tabs for patients and prescribers. So if you're interested as a patient and you want to bring some information to your prescriber or family physician, it's there for you. So I would say if this is something you think that could support your recovery or your healthcare, I'd encourage you to look on the website and see what we say for patients. And so basically how it works is you'll see if you go on, but there's a tab for prescribers, a tab for patients, and it's curated so that you can learn about how nature prescriptions work, but you can also learn about different patient populations and how it can benefit you. So for example, you know, we have it broken down into older adults and children, but then there's also things like heart health, for example. So if that's something that you're worried about, or, you know, respiratory health, it's there and it's broken down for you. So you can find whatever you need based on what your concerns are, and you can learn about how it might help you.
Yes, I love it. that, you know, you've taken all the research and listed it out: longer life, greater immune function.
Yeah, exactly.
Risk of heart disease, depression, anxiety. Yeah, it's all there. So, and I love that pit, like there's pictures and, you know, what constitutes green space. And it's just really, as you say, very user friendly, even for people, I think, that may not even be that used to the English language, maybe even.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just fantastic. And so that is, that website is, I looked it up, it's, so it's www.park, P-A-R-K, prescriptions, prescriptions.ca. And then you can go to patients or providers.
Yeah. And I think don't be confused, because our program itself is called PARX. But the website, you actually go to PARK prescriptions, but you have it right.
Okay.
Yeah, you have it right. I just, I myself sometimes type in PARX when I'm Googling it and it's wrong.
So it's PARK prescriptions that we want to Google. It's just a fabulous resource there. And you have helped us so much to get to make it real. I mean, you see it a little piece in the newspaper, but to actually, is there anything that I could have asked or that you're thinking of that you'd like our listeners to know?
Honestly, I mean, I can always talk about nature and health, but I think nothing in particular, other than like, I actually found, like, when I explore the website, and I often explore it because when I do a presentation or a talk about PARX, depending on the clinician group or the patient population that I'm talking to, there's just so much cool information out there. And so everything is linked to a study. So, like I said, I know I keep hitting home that it's evidence-based, but as a health services researcher, I have to hit that home because I think it's really important.
Yeah.
And when I say everything, I mean everything is actually linked to a study on the website.
Yeah.
So you can explore all these cool studies that talk to you about health and spending time in nature. And it's really interesting what they've found. And I can't wait to see where this goes. And like I said, I'm interested to see, and I think we'll see good things about how it contributes to holistic healthcare. And, you know, what we can do outside of medication and the traditional care we provide to support patients, and what it does for patients and reclaiming their health and connecting to nature. I think it's going to do great things. And I just think right now with how the world is, between the climate crisis and COVID-19, I think something like this was just so important. And I feel so privileged to be a part of it and get to talk about it. And yeah, I just thank you so much for having me on your podcast.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Anna Cooper Reed. You really helped us. So you actually go around and you go places and talk about this. And are you going to stay in Manitoba and be our lead for this?
Yeah, so right now I don't have plans to leave. I'm still doing my PhD, though. You know, that takes some time. I don't quite have plans to leave, but I'm always open to talking about it. And I guess if there are listeners out there who want to learn more or have specific questions, you know, there's always ways to reach out on our website and someone will get back to you. And if you listen to this podcast and you specifically have a question for me, just ask to speak to Anna.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for being so clear and enthusiastic and for giving us hope. And this is just fantastic. So, listeners, as you know, a green space prescription does not require you to go to the pharmacy. You can just go to your local park and your walking trail, and this is your opportunity to talk to any of your healthcare practitioners about doing something outside, something that you enjoy. And then it is all, it's a beautiful feedback loop in terms of our climate. You may want to be more involved in keeping alive what keeps us alive. And there's so many overlapping and reinforcing positive effects of being outside, close to trees, as we know. So thank you again, Anna Cooper Reed. And listeners, please check out my book and workbook, Take Back Your Outside Mindset, Live Longer, Stress Less, and Control Your Chronic Illness. Visit my website, treesmendes.com. And I hope I see you outside. Until next time, take care. Bye for now.